This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Newspapers for like 25 years, and so they've had to. There's no way Dogbert has lived that whole time. They've had to replace Dogbert at least twice.
No, there's definitely.
He was not ready to hear that.
I think they're on their sixth Dogbert.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. This show is it's an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. This is our first live show ever. The clapping is great. The clapping element that we don't usually get is very...
Well, it's just so nice for us because so often we do these things in a vacuum and we don't know if some of our listeners are able to get to a library to get on the internet and hear what we're doing. And so just to actually see people's faces when we give out these sort of gems of wisdom and to see you not totally getting it but wanting to get it has been just so rewarding.
Because engineer Brett will not clap when we do it.
No,
in the studio. He's trying. He's getting there and his hands are like making contact now when he tries to clap.
It's a coordination issue for him. He's willing to clap, but he's unable to clap.
Do you see how nice it is, Brett, when people clap during the show?
See the energy that it creates?
It's
it
kind nice.
Of feels...
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Brett? Are you here?
Yeah.
Come up. God. You look fiendish.
You look like you're on vacation.
Usually I don't get on mic. Can I sit?
You just look like a fiend, a gross fiend.
You look like you're on a disgusting vacation, like a very bad vacation.
I don't actually have to record you guys tonight. I thought I got tonight off.
What do we say about riffing for you, buddy? No, riff-free zone, right?
I'm not trying to riff. It's just...
How are we going to know? Are you going to give us some kind of time notification as we're going?
Yes, we're concerned.
We have to keep track of time.
Okay. You want the time?
Well, we've started
and
now.
I believe I asked you to buy a great big watch.
Yeah.
What did you say?
It's 8:34.
Right? Oh, I couldn't hear you because I was talking when you said it. I believe I asked you to buy a great big watch, and ideally one of those Flavor Flav dealies that you could wear around your neck, and I could
with
see it from
Indiglo.
The
back. Indiglo,
some
so
sort
we
of
can
Indiglo
see
Indiglo technology, and they have that technology now.
I couldn't find one anywhere.
Go sit down.
Okay, go sit down.
Brett. Gum. My gum. Go. Thank you for teaching Brett how to clap.
So, what did we want to talk about tonight? I guess Hollywood can be kind of fun, can't it?
It actually can be a little fun sometimes.
And I think that gets lost in all this sort of drive and focus, and we are guilty of it. We get caught up in the career side of it. But we really got into it because movies can be magical.
We love movies. We do want to explain to all the people who are coming here from flyover states to learn about movies. This is not movies.
No. I would hate for you to think that this is movies.
You are sitting down. The difference is movies is on the screen, and the screen is paper. It's like a kind of paper.
That's a great explanation. And this, and what we are is not paper, and we're people.
We are people.
I mean, in a there's a version of the world where you could touch us, actually, from where, you know, because we're actually physically here. But you're sitting and you're watching something. So for those of you who did think it was movies, you're pretty close.
Yes, this is probably the closest you've ever come, and you're definitely on the right track to doing movies.
But we try to, part of our mission is to throw the doors open and to allow other people to enjoy some of the success in this town that we have. And so we were wondering if there are any aspiring movie makers in the audience or someone who...
Has anyone ever had a dream in their lives?
Yes. Is there anyone who has a dream of any sort? Does anyone have a favorite movie?
Here's what we want to do. There's a segment we like to do on the show called Pitch Perfectly. We're going to teach you in the audience how to pitch a movie to a studio. And we're not expecting you to come up with your own movie on the spot.
No, that's too much pressure.
Just a movie that you like.
Anything you've ever seen. If someone could come and sort of pitch us a movie they love.
Does anyone know any movie?
Has anyone seen a movie? You've seen The Wedding Singer. That's perfect.
Yeah. I don't know it myself.
It's better if you pick something we've seen, but at the same time, could you pitch us The Wedding Singer?
Come up.
All right. Boy Meets Girl.
Let me stop you.
You're going to want to start, you know, you're sitting in front of people, you're explaining to them your idea, you're going to want to start from the very beginning of the movie. What's the first thing that happens in your movie?
80s music.
Say lights up.
Yes.
Lights up.
Do you remember the very beginning?
Dead or Alive's
Right round.
Spin me round, like a record, in parentheses, plays. There are people dancing.
Let me stop you. One fun thing you can do is kind of ask these movies guys a question and get them to it. And you go, hey, doesn't weddings always have singing? You know what I mean? And if you frame it like that, they go, hey, weddings does have singing. And it puts them in this headspace where they feel like they're making the movie with you. Okay?
Have you ever been to a wedding?
Okay.
That's good.
I'm getting out my checkbook
now. They're saying, yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know how there's a party afterwards?
Okay. Let me stop you.
First of all, when you were describing the beginning of the movie, you forgot the part where they show all the names of the people who are in the movie.
They're going to want
Imagine doing the movie and just starting it right in the middle of it and not saying the movie's starting.
I think probably what's happening to you is you're thinking, when I see that part, these is just words. Why are they on the screen? That's not the movie. But those words is people's names.
Those are names. And those people did the movies.
And so the people that you're asking to pay for the movie are going to want their names to be the names on the movie.
And say the names of the people in the room when you're saying who's on the movie screen.
Yes.
So they can be movie stars.
Well, to start over, then, the music comes up. You're alive, you spin me around like a record.
Yeah, good.
Moonline Cinema presents.
That's great.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's a great shingle.
I don't remember the rest of them.
Keep going.
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Possibly a Drew Barrymore type.
Let me stop you.
Drew Barrymore.
What you're doing here with this cast.
Yeah. My one note is you're not going to get them. You came from the audience.
You know what I mean? And I sometimes, this is embarrassing for me to admit, but I sometimes have trouble getting Drew on the phone. And so knowing that you were in the audience and that you didn't even really seem to want to come on stage.
No. Well, maybe could we get an Alan Covert? He's probably affordable.
Yes, but well, you have to get Adam to get Alan Covert.
That's true.
Anyway, keep going.
Okay. You know what?
Get to the big. There's like the big tennis match at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. You remember that?
Don't quite remember the tennis match.
There's a big tennis match.
But
and the two guys. There's the two guys that do like the head dance in that movie.
I remember that, sure. And I remember there's a bride dancing with a baby diaper on.
Could you talk about when they crash the weddings and then they're just having all, you know, meeting girls?
Yeah, talk about that.
Sure, you got a charming Owen Wilson type. Mm-hmm. And a tall, really sarcastic, cynical Vince Vaughn type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. weddings.
Mm-hmm. And yes.
They go to weddings, even though they're not invited.
Mm-hmm. And is somebody singing at the wedding?
No, they're crashing at the wedding.
Oh, okay. Don't ever say no.
Yeah.
Yes, and...
Okay, that's good.
This was great.
This
Thank
was
you
really
so
good.
Much.
You did
Thank
a great
so
job.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was really good. Thank you to this person. What's your name? I didn't hear.
Really important to let them know that you have a name, because if they did like your movie pitch, they wouldn't necessarily like that one, but if you had one they liked, they're going to want to contact you. And what a huge lesson, because I think Hayes and I probably had 10 or 12 movies that we sold when we first came to Hollywood that they took months tracking us down.
Yeah.
It was sort of a Cinderella thing where we had each left, he had left a shoe and I had left like a really cool fitted cap.
Yeah.
And they would bring people into the studios and have them try on the fitted cap and the shoe to see if that was who had pitched the movie so that they could pay them the millions of bucks.
We have an exciting guest.
We have a guest, that's right. We can't...
Just the concept of a guest.
Yes.
Enough.
The guest has a name, and his name is Pete Holmes.
You don't even know what he does yet. He's a comedian.
Fans of the name, but not the profession. What an unusual predilection.
Well... Let's see what he looks like.
Yes, let's look at him and his face. Please, Pete, please be here and come.
Pete? Pete? Hey. Have a seat, Pete.
Hello, Peter.
Hollywood advice. Getting it.
Yes.
Giving it. Your face.
Well, it's just not what I expected of the whole thing.
I'm not what you expected?
I just was picturing something else.
Who were you picturing?
I thought you would be doing like a Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
I thought that was part of your thing.
The comedy batch.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, you booked me because you thought I was a Benedict Cumberbatch?
Well, like a Sherlock Holmes comedian.
You booked
me. A mystery-solving comedian. That's sort of what I thought.
Yes, then you sort of told a joke up top that had some sort of mystery inside of it, and then through a series of observations, we're able to like reveal the humor in the joke. It was sort of, it was a cool concept to us.
You wanted me to come and discuss the way that I weave a mystery into my opening joke. And then solve a
crime? Well, we could discuss anything. It's free form. We don't
talk about anything.
That's
what we thought you were.
That is so wholly disappointing. I thought you were fans of me, not because my last name is the same as a famous...
No, we are.
Mr.
Holmes. We are.
Famous.
Yeah.
Dr. Holmes.
No.
Please.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a man. I'm a regular human man.
Doctors aren't men.
Doctors can be men.
I'm not a doctor. Instead, I'm a man.
Have you seen House?
Yeah.
That's a doctor, and it's based on Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yeah. That's a show that
British guy,
Jess and Lennon are doing. It's funny. I hope it comes back.
Jess and Lennon?
Yes.
No, that's Playing House, I think.
They're Playing House.
Yeah, they're Playing House.
T-H-E-I-R, they're Playing House?
Yeah, they're Playing House.
Or they're, they're. This is some doctor shit. Contractions and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Conjunctions?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Look, keep going.
Your hair, never. Your hair kind of looks like a cummy batch. I'm not roasting you. I'm just saying if one of us were solving crimes, mm-hmm. it would be you.
Lucky you're not roasting him, you know, because you don't want to tangle
yeah,
with this
guy. Yeah, that wouldn't be something you'd want to do.
I tell you, you don't want to be on the other side of this guy when he, you know, somebody tries to roast him.
Well, you don't want to hurt feelings in show business.
And that's true. And show business has fun sides to it, but it has some other sides too.
Scary and sad sides, yes.
And I think we've talked about some of the fun stuff. We remember someone without a name pitched us a movie. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty litigious town. Now, you're embroiled in a pretty ugly lawsuit against TBS because they were filming you without your consent.
Yes.
That's correct. The Pete Holmes show, I was unbeknownst.
Yeah.
It was not explained.
And I'll tell you something. With that title, I think you've got a case.
Yeah.
When they called it the Pete Holmes show, I said, oh, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's going to hold up in court for you.
I do have.
They shouldn't be able to use your name.
Is
if
that,
they just
no.
filmed it and they called it something else.
That's like
the big guy show.
Yes. Sherlock.
Lumbering ogre show.
Yes. Large buddy.
Large buddy? Like your favorite camp counselor? Like,
yeah.
Like a kid like, who told you could have more
yes.
mac and cheese? Large buddy.
Yes.
They can't remember my name. I have what I call, what police call probable cause. See,
yes.
what people might not know about show business is we're constantly...
Weird week to invoke the police.
We're what?
It's a weird week to invoke the police in a positive way. I'm just saying you might not want to take sides on that whole issue.
You're giving me...
This is going out. So you're saying that you
love
the police.
We don't want this podcast to get sued.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't
There's
say,
just a lot going on.
Don't talk about the police.
Well, don't say you love them.
Can I say I love Sting?
And for people who are just listening, they're pointing at each other.
He just
and
pointed
it's sort
at
of
me.
A nice shared moment,
back.
And I think it's sort of Hayes acknowledging, like, you got me there. Because I think what the point means.
He did get me
and,
pretty bad.
And truly, from the sidelines, he did. Now, I think what happened is, TBS sent over a flower delivery man, and he put a bunch of hidden cameras inside your sizable living room.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a very big living room.
Very modern.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was a modern kind, you know.
It's Japanese-influenced design, right? It's very sparse.
A lot of IKEA. I built like a stage, and I just enjoyed kind of discussing my feelings into
yeah.
my mirror, mm-hmm. which I didn't know they had installed the camera in. So mm-hmm. all of that was just me being me. My friends would come over, mm-hmm. they'd plug their projects.
Yeah, they tell you what you're up to, they're up to lately.
Yeah. I would always
yeah.
turn to my mirror and say, we'll be right back.
And you'd dress was, up as Batman and things.
I would also, yeah, would throw to tape, they mm-hmm. call that. That's
yeah.
that's a little terminology. You throw to tape, it's something you tape.
It's terminology from your house?
I use it in my house.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I found out, I tried to sue TBS, and then they explained that the reason they did it was because you can be sued for anything in late
oh.
night. If you do any move, if you do the string dance that Conan does,
oh.
if you're adorable like Jimmy Fallon, you're
yes.
sued. You get sued immediately.
Or if you think stuff is awesome like Jimmy.
Yeah.
I fell into that a lot. I'm a positive man.
Yeah, yeah.
I really am.
And so because this was categorized as a reality show, they were
no
skirting
problem.
A lot of those issues.
No problem.
Smart. I mean, it is smart.
Are you going to see any of that, Dosef?
Dosef?
The do-re-mi.
Money.
You guys are wasted on a podcast because your face is hilarious. This should be.
Well,
this
they can't
should
see,
be,
it's a podcast. I can't see my face, so.
It should be a TV show.
But it is hilarious.
It should definitely be a TV show. Yeah, no, they had to pay me out. That's mm-hmm. how I got money from them, mm-hmm. was I was like, if you're going to continue filming me in the talk show that is my life, yeah. you're going to have to give me some of that cheese.
Mm-hmm. Do you like having that money?
Yeah. People like money.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like a big man.
What kinds of stuff does you have with it?
What do I buy with money? How is this an audio show? It's 90%. It's 90% your face.
Yeah, I think he's looking at Sean just for the audience.
Nope. You can pay rent. You can pay a human man's rent.
That big living room is probably pretty pricey, huh?
Yeah, hard to heat.
Yes. And you appear to have basically office sets inside your home as well. Where
yes.
you do sort of job interview type things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those, I've turned all the bedrooms into places we can shoot sketches and stuff.
Yeah.
It's you know what the weirdest thing is, now that the show's not on, just continuing to do it for no one is quite sad.
Sure, yeah. sure.
Now that you know what was going on.
Yeah. They've made it a little bit more fun.
Sting.
It does sting. We're in our 15th season in my house.
Mm-hmm.
We're going strong.
Yeah.
Your face.
What is it about it that's so hilarious to you?
Yeah, speak on that, his face. Please speak on his face.
I would cast you as a man.
Yeah, you said it. My face should be a TV show.
No, your face should be a TV show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the fiancé in a movie.
Yes.
And you wear long boots up to your knee, and you're hunting fox. You're always hunting fox, and she's like, I love him. He comes from a good bloodline. You got
Let me stop
yeah.
you. Frame it as a question.
Would you hunt fox?
Yes.
And
yes.
wear long boots?
This
while
is good.
A woman waits for you and pines for you? God, I would trust you with a bow and arrow, is what I'm saying. I would trust you to vanquish foes from some sort of, you know, castle.
How much?
How much?
Deal points. What's the... If we're negotiating, if you want to do this, like, I need terms.
Oh, like back end?
That's something, yeah.
We'll give you 20 back end.
Okay.
Out of a million.
Okay. Now, Pete, you said that you wanted to come on the show to find a long-term girlfriend from our audience here.
Yeah, I was hoping to come to this bar and leave with a long-term.
Well, you were saying it's so hard for you as a comedian to meet a girl who wants to attend other comedy shows, and that's your favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Live podcast tapings, things like that.
Just looking for a girl that I can go to a lot of live podcast tapings.
Yes.
With.
Someone who is willing to pay for something and travel to it.
Yeah.
And they have also the option to listen for free at home.
That is my kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
Easily confused.
Mm-hmm.
Frightened. And
okay.
open.
Does anyone want to be
anything like that?
Pete's long-term girlfriend?
I like that this room is set up so that there's no seats in the front.
No.
As if there's a mosh pit that's going to happen. And everybody has to stand in the back like we're in a bus teetering off a cliff.
Well,
get to the back, lest we all die. That's number one rule of live performing. I know this is your first live podcast.
Yeah.
Keep the audience the fuck away from you.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel their energy. You don't want to hear them. You sure as shit don't want to see them.
I will say we did clear a big path to the stage, anticipating that when we asked if people wanted to be your girlfriend, we would get at least one person who would say yes and run up to the stage.
We wanted room. We didn't want anyone to get sort of crushed up against the stage,
yes.
So we left some space.
We had a fireman in here.
Yeah, I'm
make
not...
Make sure it was okay.
I'm not Menudo.
Yeah.
That's a good reference.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sweet reference.
Speak on making references and funniness.
When you make a reference,
yeah.
you're rewarding an audience for listening and watching other things.
They so say, I know that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A comedian can make a reference to his own act, which is called a callback.
Yes, like the Sting one I made earlier that you didn't catch.
No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
How many beagles do you own?
Do I smell like beagles?
No, no, no. I bet you smell like cedar. I'm not close enough. But I bet you smell great, and then you keep a journal in like a soft leather diary. Feather bed, canopy, always eating.
Like, these are all nice things.
You know,
I don't see what's so funny about it. I don't see what's so embarrassing about owning nice things.
That's one of the things that you can do with some of that money that we talked
right?
about before.
Oh, I was talking about rent.
Oh, it's so funny to spend money on luxury goods.
Or to, and to write have down earned the, something. Write down your memories in a nice journal.
Yeah.
So you can reflect
oh,
on them.
Yes. I'm so cool because I go around just forgetting my memories.
Yeah. Instagram. Mm. Right? I mean, that's what they do.
That is. It is all. It's yes, it's all on computers now.
Yes, it's all computers. And you know what?
Speak on that.
And when the grid goes down, Pete, that leather journal is going to seem like a pretty sharp idea.
What do you think about all these computers, Pete?
I mean, I feel like movies can predict the future, and we, ever since like the 80s, we've been making movies about robots taking us over, so that's definitely going to happen.
And aren't they too small? Like some of these iPods, are they getting too small? It's like, cool, you can fit songs in there, but I'm losing the friggin' thing.
I know.
It's like stuck in my sheets or something. I mean, honestly. And I can't necessarily trust my cleaning lady. So, you know,
you're saying because of Apple, more cleaning ladies are being fired because you're just losing your iPod, but you're blaming your untrustworthy.
That's
cleaning.
A take, yeah. I think that is what I said.
I'm pro computer. Will you back up your mind if you're able to in 2054?
What? Like, well, I know what that means, but tell everyone else.
We love science.
Because some of these people might not know, and I read science books.
We're
and
nuts
I know
for science. We read so much science books, and clearly you do too. And tell them about some of the science we all understand.
Well, they say in like around 2054, you'll be able to back up your own consciousness.
Exactly. Yes, you will. Yes.
So just as preposterous as it seems to not back up your phone, people would be like, back in the 2014s, people used to just walk around with only one consciousness.
Yeah.
Are you going to do
Google
it?
Google Glass.
No, that's another thing. That we have that
it sure
now.
Is.
You seen some of these helicopters now?
You guys are just naming technologies, different existing technologies.
Oh, this song means it's time for the popcorn gallery.
Yes.
Popcorn gallery, it's
time for it.
Now, the popcorn gallery, you explain it and I will sing the song.
Sean and Hayes,
let the viewers
know. We do a segment on this show called the
gallery,
popcorn
gallery. About movies now, and the movies when is the reason
a group
it's
of people ask questions or chimes Sean in but they're not part of the main event,
the
they're sometimes called the peanut gallery.
The peanut.
But when you go to movies doesn't have peanuts, right, Pete? A lot of times you're eating popcorn.
Popcorn.
And so we call it the popcorn gallery, and we get questions for the guests from the
gallery.
And I feel like the song. I feel like the song part of it is.
Yeah,
I feel like we've done the song part of it.
A movie. Popcorn, so we
are we going back through the
popcorn
song?
Gallery. It never really stopped. He stopped, and I just kept it going.
And that can be fun, but. But
let's
I
get
also
a question
like,
from the audience for Pete Holmes.
Let's get a question from the popcorn gallery, and that's you guys.
That's what it is.
Does anyone have a question?
Does anyone have a question for Pete Holmes?
Oh, yes.
Here's
good.
A question.
Thank you. Yes.
Hello, sir.
Hi. What was it like? How did you meet Conan, and what was it like working with Conan?
What was it like working with Conan?
How did you meet Conan, and what was it like? What was it like? What was it like meeting Conan, and how did you like meeting Conan?
Well, I met Conan in court because I was suing TBS.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
For rigging my home against my will with cameras and an audience.
The courtroom is the new golf course, isn't it, Pete? I mean, that's where a lot of these deals get made, is we're all just suing each other and hanging out in the waiting room and trying to get on a good jury.
Wait, you're going to court to get on a jury?
Well, I'm there anyway, and so I just throw my name in the ring and go, maybe I can get a good movie idea from a scandalous trial.
That hot coffee lady?
Mm.
Spill a coffee?
Yes.
Burn
yes.
yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Coffee is too hot?
Yep.
Allison Janney.
And that's how she got started.
From Mom.
Yeah, I didn't get the Leary.
Mm.
I call references Learys because Dennis Leary is the star of the movie The Ref.
Oh.
I didn't get the Leary.
In itself a reference.
Yeah, it's an Ouroboros.
What do you think about that round of applause you got?
I've built a career on the spattering.
Yeah.
That's the name of my autobiography. I've built a career on a spattering.
Yes.
I feel like you should be in the woods hanging up wanted posters for Robin Hood.
Well, he was a thief. I don't understand why people are going around acting like he's this... some sort of hero. He stole from people.
He gave it away. That's how you become loved.
But he took it from people who had actually earned it.
When I'm giving away my money, it's like I actually got paid that money. So and nobody's, necessarily writing a tune about me.
Did they have tunes about Robin Hood?
Oh, baby, yes, you bet. That's how we know about him. It all traveled through song back then.
It was an oral history.
Oral tradition, yeah.
Sean knows about that. He's 1/8 Native American.
I'm 1/8 Native American, yeah.
That song sounded Native American.
Yes.
Okay, well, don't do it in front of me, I am one of these guys.
What, was that? That wasn't offensive.
Oh, come on.
Let him decide if it's offensive.
I'll tell you if I'm offended. Oh, come on. I don't sound like that. Give me a break.
What is your tribe? Where do your
Oh, it's one of the biggest ones, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the bigger ones, Cherokee or...
Yeah.
It's the one with the arrows.
Yeah, they used arrows and they would
Navajo.
Then they loved
nature.
The buffalo pieces. Yeah. Yes, and it was a big, really big tribe.
A deep, rich mythology.
Yeah, feather headdress and they're doing a lot of stuff with the earth.
Let's. Like another question. But we forgot to do. We have to reach into the bag. We have to play the sound drop where we reach into the bag to get the popcorn questions.
Oh, that's right. We did forget to do that. Yeah. Brett, do you have that sound drop for us?
Brett, play the sound drop.
In the popcorn.
Ooh, it's a Sting CD.
What? I think what happened there is our friend Mark, who records these sound drops for us, my friend from high school, was rooting around in a popcorn bag and found a Sting CD.
Yeah,
Sweet Leary.
The sound drops are getting increasingly referential to the content of the show as it's going. What it sounded like in that case is he was trying to do one of those callbacks he heard about. From earlier in the show. He was trying to get in on that, but not fully understanding
how it works. Not really knowing
how
it works, yeah.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
So anyway, that was that sound drop.
Yeah. Let's get a question from... Brett?
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 Is he in the room?
Brett?
Engineer Brett?
Cody?
Engineer Cody?
Brett's back.
Could you go get him?
Our engineer... went outside. Oh, hi, Cody. Oh, my God. No, Cody. How are we for time?
How are we doing on time? That's what's left? And then when do we start?
Each one more fiendish than the last.
You don't look like you're on vacation. You look like you're hard at work painting a house.
Look at the rope of chocolate he has on his shorts.
And Cody, when we send you to get Breck, you go around. You don't have to go over the stage. You go around outside. And Cody, I hope that house comes out nice.
That's great. That is just primo.
Is there another question for Pete Holmes?
Oh, yes. Do we have one more question?
It is difficult.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Have you ever gotten any responses from Marvel about your X-Men sketches?
Okay. So the question is, have you been talking to Marvel or anything? Have they been talking to you about the X-Men stuff?
Nope. I mean, what do you got to do to get the attention of Big Marvel? You know what I'm
do
saying?
Do you love that stuff like we do? We're such huge nerds for that, and we'll just nerd out right now.
Oh, gosh. Being a...
You guys are big nerds.
Oh, yes. Huge.
Oh, huge.
It may not look like it, but
yeah, it's
really
confusing because that just seems like that's very in vogue, and maybe you guys are kind of monopolizing on a trend.
No, we love all the X-Men. We love the big monster.
I hope you're having a joke on us, because we absolutely love the X-Men and some of the Avenger Man, too. Mm-hmm. Who
you love the Avenger Man?
Yes, the ones... yes.
Name
the ones who,
name one Avenger each.
Oh, please, you don't want to tangle with me on this kind of thing. It's we'll be here all night if I start naming them, because, you know, because there's so many that I know. Now... Isn't it fun to nerd out, and isn't it not fair that bullies picked on nerds, and now aren't we in charge?
Yeah.
Could you speak on that, Pete?
I mean, yeah, we were just shoved into lockers, and I had a lot of sand kicked in my face. I had my comic books stripped from me, and now... I own a Volkswagen Golf. So, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
With your white baseball hat that says Cox. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's USC.
It's Gamecocks. USC Gamecocks.
So you guys knew that?
It's a college football team.
You knew that right away. And that just makes you further suspect.
Well,
if I say Tony Stark, who is that?
Oh, gosh, Tony. Yeah, he's...
Well...
He's dropped
he
some
is
of the, yes.
in... The movies.
He's in the movies.
Mm.
And he is a fighter.
Yep. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you would, and you don't want to get a big punch from him.
No,
a fighter like
no
that.
You don't. Bad guys, look out.
You said you liked the big monster.
Yeah.
In X-Men?
Yep.
The big one.
Yeah. Do you not know it? I thought you said you liked comics, Pete.
I never did.
Oh.
That's why I only talk on podcasts, so you can prove it. Mm. That's a lesson I've learned the hard way. Find where I said I liked comic books.
Speak on that.
You can't trust.
What was the hard way you learned? Talk about that experience you had.
I was talking to Don Cheadle, and I kept saying you should do Cheetos commercials and say, I'm Don Cheeto. Cheadle. I love Don Cheetos.
Yeah.
Cheetos. So it's a new kind of Cheetos for toddlers because they call them Cheetos. So it's like, hey, are you tired of these grown-up Cheetos? And the toddler is like, over here, I am. It's like, have some Don Cheetos.
Yeah.
And like, I gave him that idea and then like, he totally didn't use it. So that's why I only speak to recordings. I think you understand what I'm saying.
Sure, that definitely connects. Yes.
Yeah.
If I had recorded it, I would have been able to sell the idea, and that's what it's about.
Pete, what was that movie with Brendan Fraser where he lives in a time capsule for a long time? And then he ends up in the present day.
Yeah, like Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past!
Is that what it is?
Yes, thank you.
It's not a good title.
I need to make a phone call real fast. Sorry. You guys keep going.
Pete, what was the movie? It's Brendan Fraser. And he's,
Hello?
There's, like, animals...
Blast from the Past!
There's, like, animals attacking him or something.
It's too late.
There's animals attacking him?
Yeah, there's... The animals are mean, and he's mad at them.
Could it be the mummy that you're talking about?
The mummy.
That was it.
There are some animals. What is... Are you making a phone call now?
Keep going.
Yeah. Mummies, huh? Is that about the scariest thing you've ever seen in your life, or what?
Hello? The movie The Mummy?
Or any mummy.
He thinks it's the mummy.
I'm not afraid of mummies or zombies. Anything that looks like a good whack with a shovel.
Yeah, right. Imagine a mummy were coming right up on you, and he was attacking you, and you had no defense, you had no weapons. Imagine if you had no weapons, and you wouldn't be scared. Yeah, right.
Thank you, just in time.
Did you hear that?
Was that the movie? It was called Just in Time, not Blast from a Past? The Past?
He said that if he saw a mummy, he wouldn't even be scared even if it was coming right up on him and he had no weapons.
I never said that.
That is what he said. That is what he said.
Please. Okay.
That is what he said.
Okay. Let me get this straight. Yeah, right. Okay. You're here. Mummy's here coming at you.
And he sees.
Oh, and he sees you. And he's coming at you. And you got no weapons. And not even like a rock, which is not necessarily a weapon, but you could use it as one. You got none. And you're not scared? Yeah, right. Forgive me, Pete, but that's a yeah right for me. I'm sorry.
Is this a way for you to try to attract a girlfriend finally from this audience?
That I'm not afraid of mummies?
This, yeah, being brave.
I find that women get real excited when you say that you're not afraid of mummies.
Mm. But
well,
not in this
I don't...
case.
Well, not really working tonight.
I don't think they're attracted to lies. And honestly, you saying that you're not afraid of mummies... I mean, that's about as crazy as you saying you're not afraid of a Frankenstein or a Skellington. I know, a Skellington.
A Frankenstein.
Speak on that.
Speak on that.
A Frankenstein?
Frankenstein or a Skellington.
A Frankenstein, yes.
I mean, and bear in mind, you've got no weapons when these guys are coming at you.
Sketch idea, win Frankenstein's money.
Thank you so much for that.
If I tweet sketch idea colon win Frankenstein's money, how many faves before I leave the stage?
Do you want to find out?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little game. Do you do like something at the end?
Yes.
Oh, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and rate us and Hayes, could you take it from here?
Yes. You buy the pro version of our podcast as well. It's very fairly priced, and you get a lot of bonus features, discounted tickets to the next live show, lots of great information, and Betsy from the audience got the...
She bought the pro version this week. She slipped us... You couldn't see it, but she slipped us some cash, and
yes.
Her prize is a behind-the-scenes peek at Pete Holmes' Twitter account, and she's going to get to... See how many faves he gets, and...
Yeah.
And
she also gets an answering machine message recorded by Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
For who?
Betsy.
Hey, Betsy.
But...
Hold on.
Okay.
It's one of those gag ones. Hey, Betsy. Just kidding. It's your answering machine.
If I heard that, honestly, I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up if I hear that.
There's no Sal in here.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The Wolf Dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.